Among the trains at Strasbourg station, once a month, a special charter pulls in. It's full of staff from the European Parliament. Because every 4 weeks, for just 4 days, at a cost of £150 million a year, the Eurocrats from Brussels move their offices and work to a different city.
And so if you were looking for reasons for Britain to leave the EU, you might well start here.
Inside, 751 MEPs push their national agendas in this forum of consensus and compromise. The makeup is certainly diverse. A former Miss Italy, a convicted IRA bomber turned politician, a champion poker player, and a county cricketer from the West Midlands. Dan Dalton is one of 73 British MEPs who represent the UK in the EU.
Morning, Mr. Dalton. How are
Morning.
You?
Morning.
Very good.
You've described yourself as a reluctant remainer. What does that mean?
I don't particularly like the European Union. I'm worried about where it's going. But I personally haven't seen a vision of what life would be like economically outside of the EU.
It is the French who insist that the Parliament moves here once a month because Strasbourg is a city symbolic with post-war reconciliation out of which the EU was born.
Europe has been through a particularly difficult time.
Mairead McGuinness is the Parliament's Vice President.
What I think people perhaps haven't been explained properly about is that actually it's democratically elected politicians who take decisions.
You know, some of the most interesting conversations here take place in the bars and restaurants, away from the cameras and where the chat is that bit more candid. I was just talking to a group of people here about the referendum. I put it to them that some in Britain think that it's Brussels, Strasbourg and the EU that impose their laws on the UK. They laughed collectively. Their view is that quite often the opposite is true.
Doru Francescu studies the votes and crunches the figures.
So on 97% of the legislation which has gone through the institutions in the last 12 years, the UK has said yes. It was only on 3% that the UK had reservation and did not support a piece of legislation.
This is a place which functions on consensus, but the UK's future here will be decided another way, in or out.